Basically, a way of speeding up this process is to also bombard.
If I do not stimulate thought for you to think about, you will be stagnant. My energy is of a higher resignation. I am a giant tuning fork. Everybody knows what a tuning fork is. I have been banged, and I am sounding a vibration that is very high. You guys are all in a lower tonal, and you guys are sitting there waiting for something to happen to you. If I say nothing, and I do nothing, and I choose not to have you in my home, I do choose not to have you in my life, I choose not to speak to you on this level. Instead, I choose to speak to you on, hey, have you watched TV lately? Did you see the car chase on there? What happened today? How's your job going? Yeah, my father used to do cool stuff. Or I can speak to you on this level. And that's sending a tonal line. And if you watch two tuning forks, one that's resonating, one that's not, picks up the vibration. Sound travels. You put your hand on the speaker. You hear the sound. You're calm. It's actually a physical thing. Well, energy and consciousness is much the same. That by me invoking thought, I'm creating energy right now. I'm creating and sending forth energy that you are experiencing. And it is raising your tonal. The higher your tonal, the more you look around, the more you understand, the more that you become something dimensional as a spiritual being or a super being, rather than a common human being.
So saying that the linear timescape has been interjected to the human body, and once we can get above, raise our tonal enough that we realize that we are not even the human body.
Well, I want you to think about something. Let's back up. Let's talk about time. Let's forget about time. Let's say, what does measure time? Well, how do we measure time? We measure time by deterioration. We don't measure it by distance. We could measure it by
distance, but it's
measured by distance by the fact of deterioration. How long will I exist from point A to point B until I can't go any further? Or how long will a mountain exist before it deteriorates into a valley? Or how long will I physically live before my body becomes aged and withered and dies and goes back to the earth from whence it came? Everything is a level of deterioration, which is actually created by free electrons. Free electrons pull the molecules apart piece by piece slowly, until you begin to deteriorate.
So is it antimatter kind of like gauges?
No. My point is this. We were discussing time, he says time doesn't matter, and I said, you're right, it doesn't matter. From nothing comes nothing. Where did this all come from? Where did time, space, the universe, all the planets, where did the material, the building blocks, come from?
Vacuum.
But yes, it is a vacuum, and it comes from, in actuality, free electrons, okay? And in essence, that is where the first building blocks of energy came that slowly over billions of years and even the free electrons come from nothing. So the truth of the matter is that we know that molecules are solidified for us because we are moving at the same rate. Our molecules are moving at the same rate as these molecules. So it's like driving in a car. You can watch the other cars do 80 miles per hour. And see nothing but a flash. But if you get in a car and you're moving 80 miles per hour also, and you're driving next to the other car, can you not experience, wave to the kids in the other car, watch them pick their nose, watch the lady flip through a magazine? You probably can't even see the cover of the magazine. But as soon as you slow down, your frequency, the car, other frequency, bypasses, becomes an unreality there. No longer can you experience. There are multiple dimensions. This dimension, and the one that we are in now, is a vibration. It's really not solid. We know this from quantum physics. But we accept it as solid because we can comprehend nothing else. When we can truly comprehend that it's really not solid, then you no longer have to abide by the rules of this dimension, and you can walk on water like Christ did, you can heal the sick, and you can raise mountains with one hand as Christian did. But if you think for an iota of a moment, you question that, thus the matter will become the same tonal as you, and it will have its causal effect.
Just say different dimensions are all they are is matter vibrating at different speeds.
There is no such thing truly as matter. Matter is only matter because we move it the same way.
But is that what the other dimensions are then? The energies or whatever vibrating at different
correct speeds?
Correct.
So if you can change the thought of your consciousness, you change the vibration of your body. That's how I've done the things I've done, how I've walked through walls in front of students. How I've done miracles from levitation to entities to you name it. It's all done through manipulating dimension. What I choose to accept as my reality and what I don't choose is my reality. and I can affect something right now, just a small tiny spot, to something great and huge. And that's what Krishna did, that's what Buddha did, that's what Moses did, that's what Milarepa did, that's what Christ did, that's what they all have done. But you must really discipline your mind. You must question the reality of what you have been given as being the face of what is. And you can't say, I choose not to believe. You must really understand why you don't believe. And it must make absolute infinite logic to you. Questions?
Basically desensitization of our reality.
Let me explain
to dimension one.
Yes, but it goes more than that. You see, because other people, to really become, to, I don't want to say like mirror or something like that, so we'll just try to extract that as much as we can, but listen to what I'm saying. You all keep you on this dimension. But if you believe that one of you can do something, and the mass of your thought works with that person, like you're pouring all of your electricity into this person, he converts it to make something happen. That's how Christ did what he did.
So he had his
followers, his disciples, his believers, until he got so evolved he didn't need them anymore. But it was kind of a crush thing. I'm trying to point something out to you. You see, Christ could do all sorts of miracles. I mean, he did things all the time, didn't he? He raised the dead. He walked in
apostles, but like the 12 energy harnesses or whatever.
Yes,
like
but the people. Projected. You see, he sent them out to work the people up, to build the belief. Before he arrived in the town, they were all expecting all these miracles, and they believed. It was a much more naive time also.
So he's building up the energy.
Correct. So he could do all these miracles. When he went to his hometown, he couldn't do one miracle. Because they didn't believe. It says, you're Joseph the carpenter's son. Jesus, you worked with my son building our house. How can you be the Messiah? You couldn't do one miracle. They refused to believe. So this is an interconnected thing. This has to do with dimensions. That's all it is. It's very interesting. It's very thoughtful. In order for you to move to the higher levels, you must be able to comprehend the truth. Now we can talk about paganism, we can talk about New Age stuff, we can talk about meditating, we can talk about this and that. But none of that's going to get you from point A to point B. Unless you really understand how it really all works. If you understand how it really works, then you can do it.
I think, a brief history and how, like, Stephen Hawking stuff is, like, a good thing to look at. It's, like, a basic knowledge of how a lot of energies work and, like,
it's,
like that.
It's good, but it's not good. Okay? For instance, let's say we found now life on Mars, okay? Which we think we have found microorganisms. Let's forget about all the other stuff and aliens and everything else. Let's just talk microorganisms. Stephen Hawking says there the possibilities of being life in the universe are absolutely zilch.
He's good.
Now we found that he's wrong. What does that do to his figures? It totally destroys everything he just said. Number two, you can only comprehend something by comparing it to something you already know. Do you follow me so far? It's very deep now, okay? That's how human beings think. We bridge thought. I see these shoes, and from these shoes, I see the plastic, and I analyze both of them. From that, I create plastic sneakers. That I create plastic sneakers with little lenses through it so that the light goes through to kill the bacteria, per se, that grows on your feet through a form of photosynthesis. Do you see? You bridge the thought. If I want to conceive the universe, I can only use the bridges that this little tiny speck of a fucking shithole compared to the universe to comprehend all of it. Forget it. Math is an excellent tool, but it is a limited tool. Therefore, Stephen Hawking is brilliant because he's trying to bridge in the most highest level of bridging that we can comprehend.
Unbusy.
That's right. But the truth of the matter is it will be forever flawed, like us finding life now on Mars from a microorganism level, because it could never happen according to all the things we understand as far as that. So, to say that we want to trust what Stephen Hawking says, I'd say read it, study it, absorb it. I have. Okay, brief history of time and blah, 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 blah. The point is that it's good data, but you must always remember in the back of your head there are greater possibilities. That's it. When, I believe it was Apollo, I think one of the satellites, the probes we sent out to the universe, I had made some predictions about what was out there also, and that was highly accurate, but the point is, I don't really want to go into me right now, but the point is that we could only conceive or imagine that all the other worlds were similar to our other gaseous planets. But one of the things that was discovered when it went by one of the planets, I think Pluto, that it had volcanoes. But the volcanoes were not spewing up fire. It was spewing up liquid ice. I forget the name of it, nitrous or whatever it is. But it was literally rivers of liquid ice. So we couldn't conceive that conception until we've seen it. We have to accept in all of our aridity, our arrogance, that there's just things we can't even imagine. I mean, we can imagine it, but it doesn't fit in our connection of connecting things to come to a conclusion, that there are just things that we will never be able to comprehend until we go to other worlds, so we have a larger database of connecting the dots in our heads. And we use that database to kind of figure out the galaxy and figure out the whole galaxy, then maybe we can start working on other universes. But it's never ending. There's consistently things that we can imagine, but we would never be able to connect it and prove scientifically until we get there, and we just have to accept, well, there it is, so now we better figure it out. How can that be? Because it is there, so we can't deny it.
So besides studying from you or somebody that is giving us information, how can we find knowledge that will bridge us into an enlightened state?
I don't think that there's any easy way, because the biggest problem with human beings is that you guys go down the path, you're perpetually lazy. Human beings do not want to evolve. You guys are actually organisms made from this planet that have a specific function. Live, mate, and die. That's it. That's your purpose, just like any other creature on this planet. Just to procreate. That's about it. Just because human beings now are building houses and electricity, whatever, is no big thrill. I mean, animals have been building their shelters for eons and finding their methods to do stuff, and they evolve technologically also over time. They find out new ways of cracking open seashells and new ways to find things and new things to deal with enemies. It's constantly adapting. So we compare ourselves as, well, we're the best, we're the greatest. Okay, fine, but compared to everything else, it's nothing. So the point is that you really have everything against you because your brain is telling you to go to sleep, it's boring, or starts battling, telling you about all the other things you got to do in life and whatever, and then the mind has to somehow survive through all this, so the odds are highly against you, too. The second problem is that whenever you guys read something, the biggest thing that gets me upset is that because of the way the brain is designed, it's like reading a book on the vampire Lestat, for instance. You read the vampire Lestat, and what happens? If you want to be a vampire, you think like a vampire, you walk outside, and how you perceive outdoors now is in the way that the book has presented the reality. This will linger in you for weeks because you can't feed it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't continue the cycle. There's not a club or a group that you can go to that are all vampire thinkers and coming up with new stories and playing in it. So it kind of dies off as a thing, and you're forced to go back to your normal way of life. The problem is any time that you guys read a book, all of a sudden that's the one. That's the faith. That's the belief. That's the way to go. Because your brain tells you, it indulges itself, just like it does in the fictional book. That it's not really you that's making this decision, it's chemicals. Anything that's shown to you a certain amount of times, you go through withdrawal and you don't see it no more. That's a chemical response in your brain. You guys are machines. That when you have a thought and you indulge in the thought and you create the visualization of your thought, your mind or your brain doesn't know the difference between what we're seeing right now and what you imagine when you're reading the book. So it's a reality to your brain and it wants to relate to that. So you read the Bible, and this is how people become so converted into the Bible. Because, what did I say was the problem why you can't continue as a vampire? Because there's no vampire groups to go to, right? So you can't continue the fantasy. But if you read the Bible...
I got a chance. church.
You go to church, it's never ending. You're stuck. It's like a snake biting its tail. You will always think like this because it's constantly being fed to you over and over. You have a place to kind of get reveled into it. This is so the Buddhist moves to the Buddhist stuff, and he goes to the Buddhist temple, and then the Krishnas do the Krishna thing, and they go to the Hare Krishna temples. This is why you must always be absolutely careful to let your mind truly be open, to truly be an intelligent person, an articulate person who knows the secret. They know it. And they allow themselves to fluctuate through different thinkings, and that's the only way that you can keep yourself from stagnating. So, yeah, there's stuff out there. The problem is it's very dangerous for human beings to be how they indulge in certain things.
But now that we're opening online to this, isn't that what the whole purpose is?
Yes. But the whole purpose is to say that when you reach a certain level, then I say go for it. But until I think that, that it's not that time, then I'm not going to suggest it, although I'm not going to mention it. It's just not within what I think. You'll find that with everything that I discussed right now, we've discussed a multitude of different things, different philosophies already, which would never happen in a singular case of teaching. They would only discuss their way of accepting things. But what I believe is to have a vast amount of diversity, and that diversity allows you to understand the entire universe and how to develop your own yourself, your own abilities. Next question. I'm saving you guys, you're just not knowing. Saving your soul right now from the Christians and from the Buddhists and from the Jehovah Witnesses and everybody else. I'm saving you. What's the name of this question? How am I?
We're saying it's the first question. Religion bashing.
Oh no, I've got a whole 20 hours of that. Do you guys have any questions? Am I boring you guys? Do you find this interesting?
No, yeah, it's interesting. You like fertilizing and explaining all the stuff that's going on in the home. Start thinking, just like what I think it is. Like what you're saying, no matter what point you take it from, everything all just once not same. Exactly.
Right, but remember what I said earlier?
Good.
No, that's his. Oh, all right. What I said earlier, do you guys maybe recall what I said earlier about there is no right and no wrong in the universe?
Oh, yeah.
So it's agreeing with what you're saying now.
This concludes Time Stepping, Part 1 of 2.